Local sports now on ESPN Radio 850 and 900.
Good afternoon. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. Starting off in the NBA, the Miami Heat defeated the Indiana Pacers 105-91 last night. The Heat were led by guard Mario Chalmers with 26 points, followed by Chris Bosh with 24 and Dwayne Wade with 23. Wade talks about the Heat's performance.
We're a lot better. We wanted to go in Indiana February 1st. We wanted to get that win, and we didn't. And I thought after that we refocused on what we needed to do, especially on the road, you know, to put ourselves in position to win. So it kind of was a smell of salt for this team. It was kind of a wake-up moment for us. And, you know, we've been playing good basketball. Since then, we got a little lucky as well in certain games. But we've been playing both ends of the floor at certain times, you know, very, very well.
Next, Miami welcomes Al Horford and the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow night at 7:30. Staying in Florida but moving down a level and switching sports, the UF baseball team welcomes undefeated FSU tomorrow night. The Gators fell short in their three-game series to Indiana over the weekend, winning only one game after Sunday's 7-4 loss. The loss brings Florida to 8-9 in the season. Gator head coach Kevin O'Sullivan says his team will be prepared for a tough matchup.
It's a rivalry game. I mean, you guys know, I mean, top 10 team in the country again, and, you know, I think they'll probably throw Weaver. He's got a good arm. You know, it's a rivalry game. You know, we're going to have to compete, you know, and I'm sure they're going to tell their players the same thing. It's a game that, you know, it means a lot to a lot of people in the state, and, you know, we'll be ready to play, as I'm sure they will, too.
The Florida men's basketball team ends the regular season with a loss to Kentucky 61-57. The Gators were outscored 11-0 in the final 7.5 minutes of the game. Florida head coach Billy Donovan says the team had missed opportunities.
We had three plays that were crucial, I thought, in the game. We had Patrick had a jump hook, which he left short. He had a layup, which he missed. And I thought Scotty had a little runner in the lane, which he missed. And then there was one play, Murphy was wide open, Scotty missed him. But you've just got to manufacture some points.
Despite the loss, the Gators are still the top seed in the SEC tournament, with their first game on Friday at 1. Coverage begins at 12:25. More sports team with Steve Russell coming up. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Kelly Eichhorn.